G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The G20 Working Group on Culture began its work by talking about cultural diversity, social inclusion, culture, and creative economy. Margaret Menezes, the Minister of Culture, gave the opening speech. She said that culture and memory are places where we can seek wisdom and knowledge to understand and value good practices for humanity's ability to coexist with the environment. The minister stated that digital technologies and artificial intelligence pose challenges and that it is necessary to improve the regulatory environment for cultural workers in this regard.
A cultura é um recurso potente para promover a paz e a harmonia.
She says, culture is a powerful resource for promoting peace and harmony. Culture generates real results in terms of sustainable economic growth, is a tool for tackling inequalities, and promotes transformation and social justice. In the axis on the digital environment and copyright, we are aware of the challenges posed by digital technologies and artificial intelligence. Finally, in the axis dealing with the preservation and promotion of cultural heritage, material and immaterial, and memory, we intend to discuss mechanisms for protecting the knowledge, practices, and traditions of original communities. The video conference meeting held at the G20 headquarters in Brasilia was attended by delegations from the 19 G20 member countries, plus the African Union and the European Union, as well as representatives from guest countries and 12 international organizations. The working group learned about the four priority areas of work for 2024, with topics on cultural diversity and social inclusion, copyright and the digital environment, the creative economy, sustainable development, and the preservation of cultural heritage and memory. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.